for, I guess, about the past, oh, I don't know, 15, 16 years, since around 1989 or so, the affiliate, this affiliate has seen its way clear and has had the honor and privilege of recognizing the future of our country and the future of our organization and the future that we share together by recognizing blind students in post-secondary endeavors. We, over the years, I guess, I hadn't bothered to count, that's more like something for Ray to do, dozens of scholarships have been awarded to various young people to aid them in their studies and then to recognize their accomplishments. And this year is no exception. We have a group of young people who are pursuing various careers, and in a few minutes I will give you the chance to hear from them, and Ray will get the chance to introduce them. I want to recognize for the work that they have done the scholarship committee this year, and I'm going to get it right. The chairman sometimes messes it up. But as always, Ray Wayne has been chairing the scholarship committee, and this year he is also being assisted in those efforts by Mindy Fliegelman, Christine Faltz, Gary Grassman, Lucy Cox, Dave Hoskinson, and Mike Robinson. The committee does not have an easy task because I have sat in through some of their meetings and have been with them when they have wrestled to find what we recognize now today as our future and young blind students who are working to achieve their goals. So let me give you, for whatever he cares to say about the scholarship program, the recipients, and a chance to hear from the recipients, the chairman of the scholarship committee, Ray Wayne.
Tell us a little about yourself. I'd like you to say, you know, where you go to school and what your aspirations are and all that, and anything else that you care to say. We start with Adam Gleason.
Hello, everybody. Let me hire this a little bit. I'd like to thank you for having me. I actually grew up in Monroe, which is pretty much between here and Manhattan, where I'm attending NYU. I'm pursuing a degree in social work. And I'd also like to say that because of my blindness, I've really had a chance to attend college. I didn't have any aspirations of attending college before I went blind. Actually, I lost my sight at the age of 19. And I can't really thank you enough for having me here today. So, again, thank you.
Terry Kozak.
I'd like to thank everybody on the committee for selecting me. It is an honor and a privilege to be here. Again, I'll say thank you to Wayne and the committee for selecting me. It is an honor to be here. My name is Terry Kozak. I'm from Binghamton, New York. Pursuing small business management, and I am taking classes entirely online, which is great for me because I work full time. It's working well. I plan to, hopefully I'd like to stay in management and to be able to work with other blind people, because from what I've learned working in the industries is that sighted people don't always make the best decisions for us. I think we know what we need better than the sighted people. Thank you. I think that's all I have to say right now. I'm just a little nervous. So thank you all.
Noria Nodrat.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Noria Nodrat, N-O-D-R-A-T, last name. And I'm native of Afghanistan. I arrived in United States in 1991. I'm majoring human services in New York City College of Technology. This is my third year. I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm very grateful for the offer for the NFB for sponsoring me for the scholarship. And I'm looking forward to one day I will be here as a PhD scholarship student here. And I want another scholarship. Thank you.